From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio today as we conclude our study on the cause and effect of our position in Jesus Christ. And we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 13, through verse 14, where the Bible says that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. You know, as I walked into the studio here today and looked at this passage of Scripture, I was just thinking of how rich the Word of God is. These three verses that we've been looking at this week under the topic of the cause and effect of our position in Christ. These three verses are so deep with spiritual richness that there's no way that we could begin to touch the surface of what these verses are teaching on 5 15-minute radio programs. But I trust that this study this week has given you a greater understanding of how you came to Christ and what you are in Christ. Keeping in mind that the book of Ephesians is written with the theme, our position and our practice in Jesus Christ, what we have in Christ and how we should live now that we are in Christ. Well, this week we've been looking at these verses, these three verses, and I've been giving you three statements. After you heard, you trusted. That is, we are saved through hearing the Word of God and then making a positive response to God's Word and trusting Christ as Savior. Yesterday, we looked at the phrase, after you believed, you were sealed. And that teaches us that when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13 says that we are sealed unto the day of redemption. Which leads us to the third phrase I want to share with you today that we're going to deal with, and that is this. After you were sealed, you were secured. After you were sealed, you were secured. You see how those three phrases build upon each other? After you heard, you trusted. That is, after you heard the Word of God, and the Word of God said to you that you're a sinner and you need to be saved, and you trusted Christ as Savior, then a change came into your life. You became a born-again believer. So after you heard, you trusted. Then, after you believed, or trusted Christ as Savior, then you were sealed by the Spirit of God. And that sealing is there forever. But today, we complete this little trilogy of verses, of thoughts, of statements, and look at this phrase, after ye were sealed, ye were secured. I believe in eternal security, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what the Bible teaches. Let me say that again. I believe in eternal security because that's what the Bible teaches. You know, I was brought up teaching or believing because I was taught that you could lose your salvation. And when I surrendered to go into the ministry, one of my Sunday school teachers came to me one day and said, Gary, you're going into the ministry. Would you write a paper on how you can lose your salvation? That's right, you heard it right. He asked me to write a paper on how I could lose my salvation. Quite the paper, wouldn't it be? Well, I started out studying the scripture to find out how I could lose my salvation. And you know what? I found out that I could not lose my salvation because I am eternally secure in Christ. And you see, that's all based upon the ministry of the Spirit of God in our lives. Look at this particular verse, verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 1. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, it says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. You see, the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance from God. As earnest, as the earnest, that means that the Holy Spirit is the guarantee or the down payment of our salvation. Here it is. The moment that we were saved, the Spirit of God took up His residency in our life. The fact that the Spirit of God is the down payment of our salvation is that which means that everything that God has promised us will come into fruition. You know, if you ever bought a house, you probably had to give a down payment on that house, did you not? What did that down payment say? That down payment was, as it were, earnest money. Your promise, your guarantee that you would fulfill your obligation and pay for the entire house as time goes on. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit is to us. The fact that the moment we were saved, He took up His residency in our life is God's down payment to us that we are eternally secure in Him forever and ever and ever. And so, after you were sealed, you were secured because the Holy Spirit is the earnest of your inheritance from God. But then secondly, the Holy Spirit is the essence of our relationship with God. Think of these four things, beloved. Number one, the Holy Spirit provides security. I've been talking about that here today. And that's the fact that all believers, are marked with God's unbreakable seal. Yes, the day that you were saved, the Spirit of God came into your life, which was God's seal of authority and approval upon you, and that seal will never be broken by anybody. For Jesus said in John chapter 10, nobody can pluck you out of your Father's hand. So the Holy Spirit and His presence in your life provides security. But also, the Holy Spirit, with His presence in your life, provides authenticity. What does that mean? It means that all believers are authentic citizens of God's kingdom. Wow! If you're saved, if you're born again, you are an authentic citizen of the kingdom of God. In God's kingdom, there are no undocumented dwellers. There are no illegal aliens, as it were. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we are all authentic children of God and will never lose that status. Praise God for that, beloved. Then thirdly, not only does the Holy Spirit provide security and authenticity, but the Holy Spirit, being the essence of our relationship with God, provides ownership. Ownership. Because the Spirit of God lives in us, He owns us. God owns us. I remember 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where the Word of God says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" You're not your own. The Spirit of God lives in you. You're not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You belong to the Lord if you're saved. Therefore, glorify God in your life. But by virtue of the fact that you belong to God if you're saved, that means God will take care of you forever and ever and ever. Finally, the Holy Spirit not only provides security and authenticity and ownership, but the Holy Spirit provides authority. That means that because we are sealed by the Spirit of God, we as believers, think of this for a moment. We as believers have the privilege to represent God, to speak for God in the world today. Jesus said we're salt and we're light. That means that because of our relationship with God through faith in Christ, by means of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God gives us the authority to speak for God, to speak the truth, to evangelize, and we must do that. You see, all believers have heard, have trusted, are sealed, and are secured uniquely, and are to live totally for the praise of the glory of God. I trust that I'm hearing Christians say amen today. Thank God for what you have in Jesus Christ. You know, again, I just want to say this, that if you're not saved, please call upon the name of the Lord Jesus right there by the radio. Respond to God's word, and then contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But as a Christian, you are saved to the praise of His glory. So, as a Christian, speak of Christ. Exalt Christ. Worship Christ. Serve Christ to the praise of His glory. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today. The Lord willing, I'll be back with you again on Monday. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.